Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Earlier this year, red tide cropped up along the coast near South Padre Island. Red tide, an oceanic algae, occurs naturally in the Gulf. At times, though, certain circulation currents bring it near shore.
Along the Texas coast, we typically see red tide in the middle coast to the lower coast. When we've had very large red tides, we have seen them up the coast as far as Galveston Bay.
Dave Buzan with Parks and Wildlife says in years when red tide occurs, it generally does so August through October.
It is not unusual for us to have a red tide that occurs during the winter. In fact, the red tide prior to this year's red tide was in Corpus Christi Bay during the winter of 2001.
Once currents bring the algae near shore, certain factors may cause it to bloom.
We believe that once red tides near shore and in our bays, that nutrients from the land probably feed the bloom and help it persist longer than it would otherwise if it were in the Gulf of Mexico.
Red tide kills fish and shellfish, and when suspended in the air, red tide aerosol can cause respiratory irritation in humans.
When the wind is low and the surf is low, people typically don't experience problems with the red tide aerosol.
That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.